Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back to the show. Time now to turn our attention to University of Miami Baseball. And joining me now, my broadcast partner on the TV side of University of Miami Baseball, former Hurricane Gray infielder, Weecho Hernandez. We'll be on the call this weekend, Weecho. First place North Carolina State comes rolling in to Mark Light Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big reunion weekend. We'll get to that in a moment. But a big weekend of baseball coming up. We'll have all three games on ACC Network Extra. But man alive, the ball club is playing really well. They've won 9 of 10, 8 in a row inside the ACC. What do you think is the key reason for this turnaround?
Yeah, Joe, first of all, incredible that we're sitting here almost at the beginning of May and saying, hey, they're going to have a big, big weekend coming up against NC State. Because just a few weeks ago, it seemed like this season was dead for the Hurricanes baseball team, and they've really turned it around. And to answer your question, you know, it's got to start with pitching. I think J.D. Arteaga and Coach Laz Gutierrez, the pitching coach, have done a great job of shuffling that rotation around. Youngsters, a couple of freshmen to step in and do a good job in that weekend rotation. And that's been the change in my mind. And then you add that to you know, what's become one of the best closers over the last month and a half of the season in Walters, and that's where it starts for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, Siskar and Darius go into the starting rotation. Two tall, hard-throwing, right-handed freshmen, 6'3", 6'4", really fit into a profile that they were looking for during the offseason. And it seems to me those two kids are gaining more confidence each time out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, it starts with Friday's starter, of course. He's done a great job for the Hurricanes. But to have those two freshmen step in on Saturday and Sunday and give them the innings they're giving them, it seems like each time they go out, it's quality starts. They keep them in the game. And what I like about both those guys, their profiles, you mentioned they're big kids on the mound, you know, hard throwers, but they also have good movement. These are two kids that run the ball in on righties. Their ball has a good tail to it, and they keep the ball down in the zone, and that's why they're having success on the mound.
Weecho Hernandez is with us, Miami and North Carolina State, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A reunion, Weecho, 40 years since the 1985 national championship team. Very significant for me. 40 years makes me feel old because that was my first year of calling University of Miami baseball.
Yeah, what an incredible weekend to celebrate that team, that 85 team, Coach Frazier's second title. Of course, your first, which is great. It feels like yesterday. And I remember being a kid and listening to you call the games and obviously follow that team through greatness. So, you know, 40 years later to get them back at the light in what's going to be hopefully the best crowd we've seen all year long, because again, it's a big weekend for this Hurricane team, and hopefully they honor the 85 team with a good weekend of baseball.
Hurricanes 27-18 overall, 12-9 inside the ACC. If they were to continue their hot streak here and somehow sweep NC State, Miami would move to the top of the league, which is incredible. NC State is in first place. I think spearheading this turnaround also has coincided with the hot bat, one of the hot bats, Cuvé, he's been coming up with the big hits at the right time.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Joe, because, you know, Cuvé wasn't having the kind of year he had last year, but it's hard to keep him to that standard. He wasn't having a bad year, but he was so great last year that I think a lot of people were kind of down on him this year. The power numbers were off early in the season. The average wasn't as bad. I mean, he was over 300 pretty much the whole season. But as of late, especially inside the ACC, those power numbers have surged. And not only they've surged, they seem to be coming at the most opportune time during a game. I mean, his hits that he's getting, and his extra base hits and his home runs, they seem to all be big ones making the difference in the game.
How about a guy like Ogden, who is, I think, brought a been very steady at shortstop and has done a nice job in that leadoff spot?
Yeah, I love him. I think this kid is, you know, it's hard to say that he's the heart and soul because Cuvé's been so good, especially as of late. But throughout, you know, from the first game to the last game of the season that they've played so far, and this guy has been the heart and soul. He just, you know, he seems to play every inning of every single game. Coach Arteaga's moved him around. We've seen him at third. We've seen him at short. We've seen him at first. He makes so much happen offensively. And there's so many things he does that don't even show up on the stat sheet. So, you know, he reminds me of an FP Santangelo back, you know, back in the days. So a guy like that kind of did everything for you, always seemed to be on base, stealing bases, you know, doing all the little extra things. So he's been a great addition to the ball club this year.
Also been very interesting watching Coach Arteaga and his staff. Very patient. They've had to manage through some injuries, lost their Friday night starter, lost one of their leading hitters and starting right fielder. But they've been able to manage around some of this to where they've won 8 straight games inside the conference.
Yeah, you can't give them enough credit. I mean, I know early in the season, some of the fans were a little disappointed. The team wasn't playing well. And there's a couple of things. I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this during our broadcast. Their schedule was not very forgiving to start the season. They had a real tough schedule out of the gate. But what really goes unnoticed or not enough people talk about, this is a completely brand new roster. These are kids that basically didn't know each other 12 months ago, and they came together to try to compete at the highest level of Division I baseball. And sometimes that takes time. So I think now you fast forward, you know, a whole fall season has gone by. You got, you know, pretty much 2/3 of the season is gone now in the college season. And you can see the kids when you watch the videos, when you watch them play, they're having fun. It seems like they've gelled as a team. So despite, as you mentioned, losing Williams, which was their top hitter at the time, despite losing Roberts, their Friday night starter, they found a way to rally together, get to like each other, and they're just playing a fun brand of baseball. And that's exciting to see, and you got to give the coaching staff credit for that.
Weicher Hernandez, our guest, Miami and North Carolina State this weekend. NC State in first place. Miami's won 8 straight games inside the ACC in an era where you are able to make your team older because of the transfer portal. We mentioned 2 freshman pitchers, but Miami's been thrust into a position where they've had to rely on freshmen, not only in the starting rotation, but then also in the outfield with Peralta and Torres.
Yeah, both Torres and Peralta have really stepped up. I mean, Peralta's been, you know, had been swinging a hot bat to start the season. He wasn't the opening day starter. Torres was. Peralta then ends up taking over for Torres. But as of late, Torres is kind of coming alive offensively. Defensively, by the two of them are spectacular, especially Torres in center field. He catches everything. But he got off to a slow start. But the two of them now seem to be going, you know, offensively getting it going, especially Torres. And that's a big deal. In the bottom of that lineup, when you got a guy like Torres with his speed, if he's able to get on base and make things happen to turn it over to the top of the lineup, that's going to give you some opportunities offensively. And that's a big, big change that wasn't there early in the season.
You mentioned Walters early, and that's been another big change for the University of Miami. He was the Sunday starter, moved him out of the rotation into the bullpen, now the closer, and he's been excellent.
Yeah, you can't expect anything more from Walters out of the closer spot. I mean, since they've moved him, and I remember the first day he came out closing after the move, it was like seeing a different kid on the mound. I mean, he came out there and he was absolutely on fire. His body language was incredible. He was going after hitters like we had not seen him do as a starter. Now, as a starter, you know, it's tough. You got to pace yourself. You might go 6, you might go 7. But I think he's just fit for that closer role where he comes in and just goes right after you. He knows he's giving you 1, maybe 2 innings. And I think he lets it fly a lot better. And I love that move. Again, these are moves that JD and the rest of that coaching staff have done as the season went on that they're not getting the credit for, because this is the turnaround that obviously starts with the players on the field, but you have to give some credit to the coaching staff. They've done a great job of moving some pieces around.
Yeah, Walters with six of the club's nine saves, and he's been the go-to guy. NC State comes in 15-6 in ACC play, 30-12 overall. They even play well on the road. They've won 8 of 11 games on the road. Elliot Avent's been there forever. This is going to be a very challenging series for the University of Miami. This is an NC State team that was going to play for the championship a couple of years ago during COVID, and then their team couldn't finish the College World Series. But he's been there a long time. They hit the ball well. Pitching is the middle of the pack inside the ACC, but he generally relies a lot on his bullpen. I think this is going to be a very competitive series.
It should be a great one. Again, this might be the best weekend of college baseball we've seen this year at the light. NC State, we talk about the Hurricanes being hot and playing well in the ACC. NC State's playing just as hot as the Hurricanes are. They just came off a 3-game sweep against Clemson, which had been the darlings of the ACC in 2025. So much like a couple weeks ago when Georgia Tech came in and they were kind of the hot team riding into Coral Gables, and Miami did a good job against them, they're going to have an opportunity once again to have a ranked team come into their backyard and hopefully have success and win the series. And who knows? Not only win the series against Georgia Tech, they won all three. And, you know, obviously Hurricane fans would love to see them win all three again this weekend.
What do you make of the ACC right now in comparison to the SEC? NC State, Florida State are at the top of the league. North Carolina, Miami's already beaten Duke. Duke's a little bit in front of Miami. But what are your thoughts on ACC baseball this year?
Yeah, I think like every year, it's if it's not the toughest conference, it's definitely one of the top two or three toughest conferences in all of college baseball. What I see this year, there's not that one dominant team. I think in prior years, you had a ton of really, really, really good teams and one dominant team. This year, it's almost like the baton has been passed along throughout the season. Florida State, you know, looked incredibly hot. They've had, you know, their issues. Still one of the top teams, of course. Georgia Tech at one point was like, all right, they're going to run away with the ACC. Then they come to Miami, they get crushed. Clemson last week, they looked like, hey, it's Clemson's year. They're going to be the top team this year. And then they get swept by North Carolina State. So who knows what's going to happen? I think this year the difference is that while there's probably eight teams that you could say are as good as any of the other ones, there's not that one dominant team that's going to run away with it. And then you think of the ACC format this year when they go to the tournament. It's getting one of those top four seeds is a huge deal for the team that expects to go through and win the tournament.
Yeah. It's, you know, you look at the top teams in the country, the top 10 or whatever. You got Texas and LSU. And then you got a bunch of ACC teams battling the SEC teams this year. I don't know. Maybe the SEC is just so big. Maybe they're watering their conference down or beating each other up. But Texas changed their coaching staff. They took the coaching staff from Texas A&M. They went to Texas, and they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of players you mentioned earlier today, the transfer portal era and NIL, you know, players can move around a lot easier than they've done in the past. But, you know, they're doing well. I'm not sure I'm ready to subscribe to the SEC getting watered down. I mean, you could say the same thing about the ACC. I just think, you know, when you think of college baseball, you know, you could argue ACC is the best. You could argue SEC is the best. And depending on the year, you're probably right on both arguments. I think both conferences are stacked, and you're probably going to see some strong representation in the field of 64 from those two conferences.
Okay, Hurricanes come home, 4 games in a row now at home. NC State, 7 o'clock Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. FIU on May 7th at 6 p.m., but a big 3-game weekend stand coming up. I'll see you, Weecho, at the ballpark. Maybe we'll have a couple of milkshakes, but we should have some great baseball.
Joe, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm looking forward to spending 3 days with you this weekend, buddy.
All right, that's Weecho Hernandez. Also, thanks to Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald for joining us, well, talking University of Miami baseball. For our producer, Trevor Harris, I'm Joe Zagacki. Thanks for joining us. Have a very pleasant good evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.